Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton, for Faith of Life, the process of their walk of faith, where we daily walk by faith and not by sight, according to the Word and the will of God for our lives, as we watch the manifestation of God's Word and His will for us, transform us, change us, as everyday life situations that we encounter, we allow the Word of God to be seen in us like never before. It is a faith walk that you cannot plan. It's not like going back to school. It is a walk that requires you to trust the Word of God, knowing that every word that God has spoken is true, that it will not fail you, that it is nigh you, that it is in your mouth, that it is in your heart, written on the tables of your heart, because the Spirit of the living God now lives in you, because you are a believer. So we're grateful that God has called us to this purpose and this plan, something that we would never call ourselves to, but He has chosen us, and God always chooses unlikely people. He chooses people to live for Him, to love Him, and to perform and walk in the destiny and the purpose that He's preordained before the foundations of the earth, that He already foreknown you before you were ever born. He already saw you and called you, and it's wonderful because He calls us to something that we could never do or complete within ourselves. It's all done through the blood of Jesus Christ by faith and our trust and obedience in Him. The Word of God lets us know that as we walk in the knowledge and the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we grow in maturity. We grow spiritually. So as we do this walk of faith, applying the Word every single day, living it by the power of the Holy Spirit, not within our own strength or our own might, but by the power of the Holy Spirit, we are seeing ourselves being changed, as the book of Ephesians tells us, into the church and to the people that God has called us to. So it's wonderful that God has called and purposed us. And today, as we are going even more in 15-minute empowerment to encourage ourselves in the walk of faith, we're going to be looking today at Psalms 27. And the Word of God read, it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumble and fail. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not. Though war arises against me, in this shall I be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I might dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple. For in the time of trouble He shall hide me in His pavilion, in the secret place of His tabernacle. He shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in His tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord." Just read Psalms 27, verses 1 through 6. And we're just going to talk about this just for a few minutes and just be encouraged and empowered. And that we sometimes face so many things in our life. We face so much in our daily walk that tries to choke out the life and the light of who our God is, what we know about Him and the salvation that we have through Jesus Christ. So we have to sometimes go back and remind ourselves so that we're not brought into this atmosphere or this place of hopelessness like the world. Sometimes there's so much going on in the society itself and the world we live in and the community around us and the afar-off world. And it tries to usher in fear, discouragement, and hopelessness and despair. But our hope is not in the world. Our hope is in Jesus Christ and His Word and what He's promised for us. So no matter how it gets or looks outside or in our lives, we have hope that He will hide us and He will save us, He will deliver us, and He will set us free. That is our hope in God. That is our hope that He's the soon coming King and that we will be with Him, that no matter what happens He knows the way that we take, no matter what's going on in our life. He's in control. He has the final say-so. He has the last word, no matter what the enemy is trying to make it appear to be. We understand that our hope is built on the foundation of the blood of Jesus Christ and all that has been accomplished through the blood. He has already triumphed. The Word of God says that Jesus triumphed over sin, hell, death, and the grave. He's already triumphed over all of those things. He's not going to triumph. He has already triumphed. That's why he's seated now in heavenly places with the name above all names, that at the name of Jesus, everything in heaven and in earth, above and beneath the earth, must bow, must submit to the authority and the voice and the word of Jesus Christ. And because we are heir and joint heir, and Christ is in us, Jesus is in us, his hope, his life is in us, his power is in us, because of that, we now live a life that commands the glory of God. We now live a life that commands the authority of God in our life as he is. And the enemy cannot stop that. He cannot halt that, because it is God's promise unto us. It is God's authority in our life being manifest. The Word of God says in Colossians 2 and 9, for in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, who is the head of all principalities and power. We understand this. We know this. This is what we know about our God and what our God has promised us. We dwell in the fullness of God, because the fullness of God dwells in us. The full Godhead embodiment dwells in us. We have that. Paul is making that clear when he's talking to us. The embodiment, the fullness of God, has been divinely given to us. It has been divinely imparted into us through the Holy Spirit. It lets us know that we, are, as believers, are complete. In Christ, we have put off the power of sin. We have pulled it off, and the flesh, and have been delivered. We have been delivered from everything that the enemy would try to do to us and hold us captive because of the blood of Jesus. It cannot hold us. It cannot keep us. As we grow in the knowledge and the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as we identify and we stand in him, as we understand our place, our authority in him, as we understand what has been complete in us, there is nothing that can stop us or hold us. There is nothing that can keep us. Fear cannot keep us. Sickness cannot keep us, because Jesus has completed and fulfilled everything. He was wounded. He was bruised, so that we can have peace, and not just have peace, but everything that came against us, that chastisement that we deserve, was put on him. And with his stripes, we have been healed, mind, soul, body. We have been healed. Our spirits have been healed. We are now given a new nature in Jesus Christ, and we stand complete in him with the fullness of God, the Godhead in us. And because we have that, when we open up our name, open up our mouth and begin to say the name of Jesus, when we open up our mouth and we begin to pray by faith, decree by faith, worship by faith, something happens, because at the name of Jesus, everything's got to bow and submit. That same power and authority now lives in us, now dwells in us. The fullness of Jesus Christ of God lives and dwells in us because of Jesus Christ and what he has done. We have a new nature. We have a new character. We have this. The Word of God says also in Colossians 3, I'm looking at this in the 12th verse, it says, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. For if anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, you also must do the same. See, this is letting us know who we are, that in us, because of the fullness of God, because of the fullness of the Godhead, we are now empowered and embodied and able, could not do before. Because of our identity with Jesus Christ, the fullness of the Godhead dwells in our body. And since all of God's fullness resides in Jesus Christ, spiritual reality is found in Jesus Christ. This spiritual reality is now found in us because he dwells and lives in us through the power of the Holy Spirit. So everything that God gave Jesus, Jesus is given to us. And we can receive, release, walk in as much or as little as we desire, because he'll be unto you what you want him to be, as much or as little. If you only want a little, then that's what you're going to get. But if you want the fullness of who he is released in your life so that you can see the greatness of his power, of his demonstration, miracle signs, and wonders that lives are being changed, that there will be nothing that will be able to hold you or anyone that you pray for or lay hands on or even decree over, you will see that power by faith, because the fullness of God, of Jesus, is being released in your mouth, from your will, by faith and obedience. As you do this, you're seeing something happen. So we get here and we see that we, even though the enemy and the circumstances and the situations try to come and make our God be small, make our God be powerless, because of our identity with Jesus Christ, because we know who we are, because we understand the fullness of him dwells in us, as we just read, we now can go back with boldness and clarity to the situations and the circumstances that are coming against us. And we can decree by faith, every single day, in every area of our life, until we see the manifestation of what we hope for, what we believe for, what we know is true. The Lord is my light and my salvation. I know it's gloomy. I know it's dark. I know the enemy's saying stuff. I know the adversary's trying to put fear out there and all kind of other stuff out there. But the light of what I, the Lord God Almighty, is going to shine. His saving power is going to shine. His authority is going to shine. His light is going to shine. And basically what we're understanding and knowing here is that God's salvation, God's power, God's presence, God's authority, God's life and light is giving us the reassurance that everything is going to be all right. God is going to be the shield for us, the glory for us. He's going to be the one who lifts up our head. He's our righteous God, our righteous judge, our refuge. He's the portion of our inheritance. He's our cup. He's our strength. He's the horn of our salvation. He's our stronghold. He's our support, our shepherd, our life and our salvation, our strength over our life, the saving refuge of his anointing. That's who he is. He's our help. He's the rock of our salvation. He's our hiding place. He's our help and our deliverer. He's the God of our life. He's our exceedingly great joy. He's the very present help in trouble. He's our God, even to death. He's our defense. He's our God of mercy. He's the shelter for us, our strong tower from the enemy, our father, and a father to the fatherless. He's our defender. He's our defender. He's the strength of our heart. He's our portion forever. He's the great king and the great God above all gods. He's the one who keeps us. He's the one who keeps Israel. He's the shade on our right hand. He's the portion in the land of the living. He's our portion in the land of the living. He's our high tower. He's God. He's the God of our righteousness, our king. He's our Lord. He's the Most High. He's the God of our salvation, the God of Jacob, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, but he's your God too. He's your strength. He's your glory. He's the Lord of hosts. He's the mighty one. He is our shepherd. He's all of these things. So when the enemy is coming to you and saying that the light that you have and the salvation you have is nothing, then you need to go back and reiterate that and speak it with boldness. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Who or what shall I fear? Meaning God is my Savior. If he saved me from hell, he saved me from death and the grave, he saved me from doom, a life of eternal damnation, then what is this that is coming? The light and the salvation of the Lord is coming to rescue me. The Lord is the strength strength. He's the strength of my life. He holds us up. He keeps us up. His strength is there in our weakness. Even when we don't understand how we're going to get out, we pull on the strength of God. We pull on the strength that is in him, knowing that it's already changed, already worked out for our good. He's already planned our destiny of victory, that we have already seen and will have the victory of God in this life, that we triumph in the name of the Lord, that we are overcomers in this life. We are overcomers through the blood of Jesus Christ. So when the enemy tries to make you feel as if you are not victorious, go back in exuberant praise and declare by faith Psalms 27, verses 1 through 6. Declare it by faith and watch God in your life. He is your life. He is your salvation. Whom shall you fear? He is the strength of your life. Of whom shall you be afraid? Thank you so much for joining me for this 15 minutes empowerment. I pray that you have a wonderful weekend. We'll be back next week, if the Lord should say so, with another 15 minutes of empowerment for favor life, the process of their walk of faith. God bless you.